One of my favorite places on earth is at the shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. It's not the basilica, the new one or the old one. It's not the gigantic and beautiful stations of the cross that dominate the courtyard. It's not even my favorite store for vestments and all kinds of religious and devotional objects. It's a garden with 17 very large statues called La Ofrenda, the offering. Among these 17 large statues is St. Juan Diego, who was from a nearby village. Bishop Juan de Zumarraga, who was originally from Spain. Various members of the various indigenous tribes of Mexico, and the Virgin of Guadalupe, originally from Nazareth. The statues are arranged in a procession, with the visionary Juan Diego closest to Our Lady, and the bishop kneeling before her. The various members of the various tribes are presenting corn and flowers and incense to the Mother of God. They are bringing the offerings of their people, but they are in fact bringing the offering of their peoples. More than corn and flowers and incense, the true offering is the people themselves. Every tribe and tongue and people and nation forms the procession of the offerings. It shows what Isaiah prophesied. The whole world and all her peoples are called to become the offering to the Lord God. But there is not one statue with 17 different figures within it. There are 17 individual statues forming a single procession. Each statue represents an individual who chose to bring an offering. Each statue represents an individual who chose to become an offering at the invitation of God. The whole world and all of her peoples are invited to become an offering to the Lord God. But the whole world will accept the invitation through each of her people. The offering of all the peoples of the world will be completed only with the offering of each of the people of the world. Each person is an offering to the Lord. Each individual person is an invited offering to the Lord God. But not all will accept the invitation. Not everyone who is invited will respond to the invitation. The letter to the Hebrews tells us about the loving discipline of our loving God and Father. This is not the discipline for the sake of punishment. This is not even the discipline given because of disobedience. This is the discipline that leads to endurance. This is the discipline that enables us to stand fast in our difficulties and fight against temptations. This is the discipline of the athlete of God, who with eyes fixed on the unveiled glory of Christ runs the race to the kingdom. The Lord God, who gives us the invitation, also prepares us to respond to the invitation. We receive the discipline of God because we are beloved children of God and called to the house of the Father. And the entrance to the house of the Father is the narrow gate. Jesus tells the parable of those who were locked out of the banquet. They did not want to enter the banquet through the narrow gate. They wanted to respond to the invitation on their own terms. They rejected the discipline. They claimed to have eaten in the company of the Master, and they claimed to have heard him teach, but the Master did not know them. They had indeed heard the word and seen the meal, but they merely wanted to be students who acquired knowledge and not disciples who sought to follow the way of the Lord. They wanted only to know about the Master. They did not seek to know the Master. And for that reason, they could not enter the narrow gate. Because the narrow gate is only wide enough for one person. Only through union with the person of Jesus Christ, who crushes the gates of hell and opens the gate of heaven by the blood of his holy cross, can we enter into the banquet. Only through the invitation of the Lord given freely to us can we approach the gate. Only through the loving and careful acceptance of the discipline of the Lord can we be united with Christ Jesus. And only through him and with him and in him can we take our place at the banquet and recline at the table in the kingdom of the Father. Amen.